Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
القرآن نور وبيان، القرآن هدي الإيمان، القرآن مسك الختام، يا قرآن عليك سلام.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the program. Let's recite the Quran on RIB English Radio. In this program, we recite the Quran and we talk about the Tajweed rules and the verses that we recite. Here in the studio, we have two honorable students, Brother Ahmed and Brother Mustafa. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We're continuing the recitation of Suratul Infitar, starting with verse 9. Brother Ahmed, let's start with you.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
كلا بل تكذبون بالدين.
كلا بل تكذبون بالدين.
وإن عليكم لحافظين.
وإن عليكم لحافظين.
كراما كاتبين.
كراما كاتبين.
Okay, Brother Ahmad, what kind of waqf do we have at the end of the verses?
It's not waqful ibtal, it's waqful iskan.
Yeah,
right.
Waqful iskan.
Iskan.
And when we do waqful iskan for this surah, it turns into a mad'aridul lissukun. Bid-deen. You can lengthen the last words of the verses, because we are giving a sukun to the last letter, and there is a long vowel before that letter, so this turns into a mad'aridul lissukun, which you can lengthen to 2, 4, 5, or 6 vowel counts.
So I could say deen.
Yeah, you can lengthen it.
Right.
You can say
كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين.
I hear many reciters do that.
Well, yeah. How many vowel counts? Like
2, 4, or 6. I'm not sure if you can lengthen it to 5 vowel counts.
So why
counts.
Is it like that?
Because it's mad'aridul lissukun, because it's a sukun that we give to the last letter of a word that is preceded by a long vowel. Like here we have a noon, biddin, a noon with a sukun that is not originally there.
Uh-huh.
It's a presented sukun. Arid, mad'aridu li sukun means we present the sukun to that letter. And of course, you have to be consistent with mad'aridul sukun as well.
Right.
So if you lengthen one of them to 2 vowel counts, you're not allowed to lengthen the other one to 5. They have to be the same. And it doesn't sound nice. If you say,
كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ.
See, it doesn't sound nice.
It doesn't.
They have to be equal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of Tajweed, is that you have to be consistent with everything, with all of the rules, including the ghunnas, the mudud, the ikhfa, the duration of the ikhfa, and everything else. Even the duration of the short vowels and long vowels have to be the same.
It gives it our recitation a structure.
Yeah. Has to be organized and structured. Yeah. Okay, Brother Mustafa, now it's your turn.
Yes.
Oh, there's one more thing I wanted to say. In verse 11, we have Kira Mankatibin. We have ikhfa here, right?
We do.
Are we allowed to place the tongue in the place of articulation of kaf, or do we have to incline it?
We have to incline it.
We can do place it too.
Either.
Oh.
We can
either of the two. We're allowed to place the tongue in the place of articulation of kaf, or we can incline it. Placing it is a lot more common and easier to do than inclining.
Yeah, it is easier.
The tongue in the place of articulation of kaf. For example, if you say kiraman katibin, this is inclination. And if you say kiraman katibin, this is your placing the tongue in the place of articulation of kaf, and it's a lot easier. It's an exception to the rule of ikhfa. A lot of reciters, it's also for qaf. You know, qaf is the same. You can also place, you can place the tongue in the place of regulation of qaf, or you can incline it.
Kalla bal tukathibuna bid-deen.
No, but you deny the recompense.
Wa inna alaykum lahafidheen.
And indeed, appointed over you are keepers.
Kiraman katibin.
Noble and recording.
Okay, Brother Mustafa.
Yes.
Ya'lamuna ma taf'alun.
Ya'lamuna ma taf'alun.
Innal abrara lafi na'im.
Innal abrara lafi na'im.
وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ
وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ
Okay. For verse 12, يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ Do we have قَلْقَلَ on the عَيْن ساكنه
no.
and on the فَأْ ساكنه?
No.
So if I say يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفَعَلُونَ Is that correct?
No.
What if I say يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفَعَلُونَ
It's correct.
Yes, so there should be no قَلْقَلَ, especially on the عَيْن. عَيْن is a lot more difficult to pronounce without قَلْقَلَ than with قَلْقَلَ. A lot of reciters, beginners, they say يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ يَعْلَمُونَ is incorrect. يَعْلَمُونَ has to be completely vowel-less without any short vowel. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ Which letters are pronounced with تَفْخِيم?
In أَبْرَار We have Raz.
Both the Raz are pronounced with Tafkhim. Why?
Because they have Fatha.
Yes. وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ Brother Mustafa, if I say وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ Is this correct? Or if I say وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ فُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ
This one.
The second one, right? We have to still hear the sound of jim with shadda. Why? Because jim is a letter of jahr. It means that it's a voiced consonant. It does have shadda, but it also has jahr. So when pronouncing jim, we should with shadda, we should still hear the first jim. Wa innal fujjara lafi jahim. There is one exception to this rule, and that is ta. When you pronounce ta with shadda, we don't hear the ta, the first ta. It sounds like the ta is, we only hear the second ta and with shadda, not the first one. Mm-hmm. Even though ta has jahr and shadda.
يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ
They know whatever you do.
إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ
Indeed, the righteous will be in pleasure.
وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ
And indeed, the wicked will be in hellfire.
Brother Ahmad, let's recite together. يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ
يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ
وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ
وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ
وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ
وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ
Yes, okay. For verse 16, the Hamza of غائبين has to have نبرة.
Yes, I see. I didn't apply نبرة here.
Yeah. وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ إِبِينَ We need that glottal stop sound of Hamza.
يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينَ
They will enter to burn therein on the day of recompense.
وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ
And never therefrom will they be absent.
Okay, we'll continue this surah in the next episode.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Let's Recite the Quran. Until next time, I'll leave you in the care and protection of Allah Almighty. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
Let's recite the Quran A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن